This is Steve Coleman with your Daily Inspiration. In John chapter 15, we find here in verse 10, it says, "If ye keep my commandments," Jesus speaking, "ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." So here in this passage we find the word joy, we find the word love, and we find the word commandments. Now, most people don't associate commandments with joy. Most people think that commandments are something that's grievous, and commandments are something that submission is something that's an unpleasant word. But what Jesus is saying here is that there is an association between keeping his commandments, and what he's really talking about here is a love obedience. It's an obedience that's born out of love for him. And so even though it's stated here, if you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, there is a sense that it is proper to say, if you are abiding in my love, you keep my commandments. You will keep my commandments. I believe that both are proper, and there is a, there is a an intimate relationship between the two, such that when we love him, we automatically keep his commandments. And so I also want you to notice here as we read this that Jesus is teaching that his joy would remain in us and that our joy might be full. So, beloved, the goal, the purpose, the aim that Christ had for us as Christians is that we would be joyous, and not merely that we would be joyous in some silly way that the world has. You know, the world thinks that an accumulation and abundance of things brings joy. The world thinks that occasions bring joy and so on. But no, this is the kind of joy that Christ had, you see. He's talking about continued obedience, continued love, and continued joy. And so this is what we have here. He's saying that my joy would remain in us. Well, Jesus' joy was not a joy of being giddy. It was not laughing. It was certainly not a joy born of accumulation and so forth. But his joy clearly was in knowing the Father, clearly in knowing that in all things, no matter what, he would let his prayers, let his supplications be known unto God, and the joy and the peace of God would keep his heart. And what he's saying here is that we too can experience the same joy, that our joy might be full. Now, this is interesting because I was speaking earlier and I said, well, the commandments are not grievous. Well, not only are they not grievous, they're not even plural. Beloved, he's saying that, you know, the keeping of his commandments is something that engenders, that builds love for him. As we love him, then we partake of his joy. The whole package is together. It's this love and joy that comes forth from serving Christ. It's an obedience that it's a love that is born on the wings of obedience. Shall we say it that way? Now, here's what he says. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. And then he says, this is my commandment, that you love one another. That you love one another. So, beloved, we have a direct commandment from Jesus Christ. This is a direct statement of how to achieve joy in our Christian life, how to know how to rest in the peace of God. And the direct commandment is very simple. Love one another. Love one another. Beloved, I'm afraid that we don't love, that maybe we don't hate, but we sure don't love. And, you know, what is love going to look like? What, why is it, beloved, that there are so many factions and so many groups and so many people with such, such a zeal after doctrines, maybe such a passion for correctness, that they, on purpose, they say, well, I'm going to forsake loving my brother. I'm going to keep this commandment that I've just created. But Christ says, keep this commandment, that you love one another. And now here it is. Greater love, there is no better way. Greater love hath no man than this. So it's old English, but what it says is, this is the greatest way to love. There is no better way to love a person than this. Lay down your life for your brother, for your friend. And you are my friends if you keep my commandments, if you do whatsoever I command you. And so the simple truth, this is a powerful package, a powerful passage in a few verses, 5-6 verses. And the simple truth here is that we can be a friend of Christ, we can experience the joy of God, we can be in his commandments, and we can be in his will. And it's a really very simple simple directive that he's telling us, and that is, if we but lay down our lives for one another, that's what we are asked and told and challenged and directed to do, is to love one another. And that means, you know, there might be something that's very important to me, beloved, but I'm supposed to love you. And likewise, there might be something very important to you, but you're supposed to love me. And so this is my commandment, says Christ, that you love one another. And this is what I mean by love. Lay down your lives for one another. And do you know what I'm going to give you in exchange? For whatever it is you think is so important, I am going to give you something else. I am going to give you joy, the joy and the peace of knowing Christ, that your joy might be full. I can't imagine a better path for the Christian to follow than to love one another. And so I know, too, that it's also referred to as the greatest commandment. The greatest of these is love. Now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three. But the greatest of these is love. And so, beloved, let us be like God. God is love, and whosoever dwelleth in love dwelleth in God. There's no way that God is compatible with despising, and God is not compatible with separating. But God wants to bring together, and you bring together through love. Now, is love all there is? No, of course not, because it says right here, we're going to keep his commandments. And what is his commandment? To love me. And you know, what was the greatest commandment? When the man came to Christ and said, well, what is the greatest commandment? And Jesus, without hesitation, there's no record in the Bible that would indicate that he stood and stooped and thought a while or anything else. He said, the greatest is this, that you love the Lord your God with all your heart and mind and soul and strength, and love your brother as yourself. And so, beloved, let us love one another. So thank you for joining us at the Fountain of Life Ministry. We do enjoy and we are blessed to record inspirations on a daily basis. We pray that you're blessed as well in hearing and being encouraged. If you'd like to give some comments for the ministry, the Fountain of Life Ministry, you can use mailbox 99 as a mailbox to leave comments. Once again, thank you for joining us. God bless you.